Washington is one of the very few American states to have legal doctor-assisted suicide. In Canada, the national government just tried to pass a right-to-die law. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, I understand there's pushback on this law.
Yeah, we got our law. The Government of Canada bill was ordered by the country's highest court, the Supreme Court of Canada, to do something. They've done it, but they have not avoided controversy. This piece of legislation tabled last week is very controversial. A lot of people saying it doesn't go far enough. A lot of people saying it's vague, disappointing. So the controversy is not over by any means.
Yes, what's the controversy over a law that may not go far enough when it comes to medical-assisted death?
Well, I'll give you a couple of things. So the basic principle is that you will be able to seek medical assistance to hasten your end. In circumstances defined in the law as, for example, intolerable pain, but the other thing the law says is that your death mustn't be reasonably foreseeable. So someone with a chronic degenerative condition, Lou Gehrig's disease would be one example, they're not going to die for a long time, but their condition may be intolerable to them in any event, and they may be seeking death because of it. Another area of controversy in the piece of legislation is you can't give informed consent ahead of time. So if you think if you don't want to be maintained as a vegetable or with dementia where you can't recognize your family and everything, you can't consent to that ahead of time. A third area of controversy, so you can seek medical assistance if you're in intolerable pain with a condition that is going to be fatal, but you have to wait 15 days. Now, someone said that, talk about cruel and unusual punishment. If you're asking for death because the pain is intolerable, what kind of a government's going to make you wait 2 weeks to think it over? You're not able to think at all. That's the whole point of the pain.
What do you think will happen next with this, Vaughn?
I think there's a couple of things could happen. It's very early, Bill. The government has the votes in Parliament probably to put this through, although they're saying that all members of Parliament will be allowed to vote their own consciences. They won't be forced to vote the party line. It's possible that amendments will be introduced into Parliament, so that would, you know, address some of these concerns. Another possibility, of course, is that Canada's upper house, the Senate, which is appointed, could hold up the legislation. There's been some indications they may do that. And the third one, and this is probably the most likely, is whatever the government and the Senate do in enacting this legislation, it'll be challenged in court because some of the lawyers who've been involved in previous court challenges, including the one that led to the Supreme Court of Canada ruling in 2015, some of those lawyers say this thing's going to go back to court because it doesn't really deal with the problem that was the High Court originally imagined being addressed.
Now, on another subject, Vaughn, we are early into forest fire season, and I understand British Columbia has already registered 132 fires?
Yeah, you may be early into the forest fire season, but British Columbia is not. Northern and northeastern British Columbia is very, very dry. In fact, Premier Christy Clark of British Columbia is up in the northeast today talking to firefighters. 132 fires already. This is the earliest start on a bad forest fire season we've had in 10 years. There's already been at least one evacuation of 500 people from their homes. Now, the weather people and the forest people, Bill, are saying that a bad start like this doesn't mean necessarily a bad season. We might get rain later in the year. We may have a very wet late spring or early summer, so it's too soon to say we're headed for a record season, but it's pretty disturbing. This is the largest number of fires we've had this early in a forest fire season in more than 10 years.
We just have a minute left, Vaughn. I'd like to think of British Columbia as being my neighborhood, but you're reminding me how it's not quite, because here in Seattle, we've been celebrating the return of rain and snowpack, and it's only recently been hot and sunny.
Yeah, the coast is such a place for microclimates, right? Like, we can have one section of the province dry as a bone and bursting into flame and another part soaking wet. I mean, it's one of the charms of the Pacific Northwest, but in this case, as I say, in northern British Columbia and northeastern British Columbia, major concern about wildfires.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, good to talk with you.
Bye-bye, Bill.